The question is this: what is it that has some of us find our way to the top of our game, to overcome adversity and challenges, resistance and self-sabotage, to rise from the ashes time and time again? What is it that has everyday people just like you and I act boldly in the name of their passions and live out their wildest dreams in this lifetime? That is the question, and this podcast has the answers. My name is Carrie McCauley, and this is Choose Unstoppable. Hello, and welcome to Choose Unstoppable. My name is Carrie McCauley, and you are tuning in for a Between the Lines episode. Hello, welcome. This is a shorter episode where we're going to unpack a past interview. And today we're going to be talking about the interview with Yaro Starak. Super interesting guy, super cool guy. I think you're really, really going to enjoy him. If you haven't listened to that interview yet, he has had so many twists and turns on his journey, which I'm always so interested in because it just goes to show that we don't need to have the whole picture laid out in front of us in order to take the first step. We don't need to have the multi-million dollar idea from where we're standing right here. We just need to take the first few steps and then the next few steps, and that may send us in one direction. And then from there, we can see a little more clearly, and that might send us in another direction, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And before we know it, all of those pieces may seemingly be disjointed, but they add up to something incredible. And that was certainly the case with Yaro. So go listen to that interview. If you're feeling like you don't have your big, huge idea yet, I think you'll be really inspired to take some early steps without having to know everything, without having to have the full picture. Another thing I want to talk about that we touched on literally right at the end, so it was kind of like this throwaway thought, and it was such an important thing, is, you know, as he was sharing his stories of these twists and turns and businesses changing and selling and on to the next thing and the next thing, he just said the words like, just keep going. Wherever you are in your journey, whether you're at the beginning, you're at the middle, and you're just feeling like, I don't know if this is it. The last thing wasn't it. Now, what am I supposed to do? Maybe this whole entrepreneur thing isn't for me. His advice is just keep going. And then he slipped in something that I thought this needs to be expanded on. We need to talk a little bit more about this. And he said, just keep going, even if it means all you do today is get up and do the dishes. And I thought, just what a profound piece of wisdom coming from someone who has had to tell themselves time and time again, just keep going, just get up today and do something. It doesn't have to be something big. I hear so often, whether it's with my own clients, talking with entrepreneurs or people who are just feeling stuck, like they'll say, you know, I've just lost my mojo. I just can't seem to get back into momentum. I can't find my groove. My creativity isn't flowing the way that it used to or the way that it once was. And so here is the secret. Yaro definitely gave a nod to it here. The secret to getting that entrepreneurial mojo back is to take an action, big, small, completely irrelevant. So pick the smallest one if that's what feels as though it's the most attainable for you, but pick an action that is in line with your vision, that is in line with achieving whatever goal it is that you feel as though you're stuck with, or you've lost your mojo, or you just can't seem to get any creative flow with. Take an action. And from there, you have given yourself a message that says, you know what, even when I'm stuck, even when creative juices aren't flowing, even when I'm in this place, I'm still the kind of entrepreneur, the kind of person, the kind of leader, the kind of individual that can take an action anyway. And so the more you give yourself the reassurance that you don't have to feel like it, that it doesn't have to be kind of this divine calling that is causing you to act, that sometimes you're going to kick in. Even when you don't feel like it, you feel as though nobody's believing in you, no clients are calling, nothing is going your way. Those are external circumstances. None of the external circumstances are really working out. Ugh, maybe this isn't for me. No, when the external circumstances aren't working out, and there will be times, some of you are in those times right now when the external circumstances aren't in your favor, that's when the internal drive has to kick in. And so if the weight and the pressure is heavy, do something small. Send one email. Help out a colleague in your industry. Do something for a client by surprise, something small, any for an existing client, a past client, somebody that you serve in your audience. Send somebody an encouraging message, just somebody who could fall into a potential client or who is in the world of the people that you serve. Get up and do the dishes. Clean off your desk. The thing doesn't matter. Just have it be something that is in line with you achieving, attaining that goal or vision for where you're feeling stuck. Because it is like a breath or an injection of oxygen. And from there, you will most likely find, well, maybe I'll do another thing, but you don't have to. If you can just make sure to take an action for yourself, a little piece of proof has been made to be like, oh, even when external circumstances aren't in my favor, my internal drive will kick in and I will do one thing. And just doing that one thing is oftentimes, this is from personal experience, because the dips and the valleys and the highs and the peaks, they come and they go and they come and they go. And I have walked this walk too many times to know for myself that when I am in the valley, when I am in the dip, and feeling as though nothing is going my way, nothing is coming to me, nothing, it's like walking through sludge, take that action anyway. Do something, just keep going, because it passes, it will pass. Just don't sit down in the valley and decide to just say, well, I'm just gonna leave it here. Just keep going. So thanks to Yarrow for that little reminder. Wherever you are in your journey, know that you're not alone. Entrepreneur after entrepreneur after entrepreneur. It's now been hundreds of entrepreneurs on this podcast. Everybody goes through these dips, these valleys. And the truth of the matter is, if you haven't yet, you will at some point. And so if the external circumstances aren't in your favor, don't worry. Your internal drive can kick in. You can override until the external circumstances are back in your favor again. Okay, we're going to leave it there this week, my friends. I look forward to these chats. I look forward to spending this time together. I look forward to your messages, my inbox, PMs, the emails, all of it. Thank you, thank you, thank you to each and every one of you for every review. If you haven't reviewed the show, this is how we grow. It would mean the world to me if you would give us some stars and some love. It's exactly how these messages find the right people at the right time. And I'm eternally grateful for every time that that happens. But this week we are done. I will see you next week. And until then, my friends, choose unstoppable. Thank you so much for listening today. It would mean the world to me if you enjoyed the content to please leave a review and a rating and subscribe to the show. It'll help others find us so that we can spread this important message. We'll see you in the next episode. Until then, choose unstoppable.